Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Wednesday, July 8th. Today, we're reading from the Big Book. We are studying page 50, the first paragraph, which begins with, the third paragraph, which begins with, on one proposition, however, and ends with, let's look at the record. Today's readers are Susan G. for the 12 Steps, Janie G. for the 12 Traditions, Leslie M. will read and comment on our share today, and C.H. will close us out with page 164, and Michelle A.C. is here as a backup reader, thank you, and Ben will have time to greet newcomers. Alex K. will help us with that, and Shelley E. will close us out with some announcements. Thank you, everybody, for your service. The reference number for yesterday, Tuesday, July 7th, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 23614. That's 23614. And the reference number for today's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Wednesday, July 8th is 23616. That's 23616. COA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for membership. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither accepting or soliciting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Susan G. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, Elaine and everybody. It's Susan G. from Tennessee here, recovered compulsive overeater. 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much. I had muted my phone and didn't realize it. Thank you, Susan G. I'll now ask Janie G. to please read the 12 Traditions of OA.
Good morning, Elaine, and everybody else on the line. It's Janie G. from Michigan. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you for your service, Janie G. Appreciate it. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 50. The third paragraph, which begins with on one proposition, however, and I will now ask Leslie M. to please begin reading for us.
Good morning, Elaine. Thank you so much for your service. I am Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. On one proposition, we're on page 50. On one proposition, however, these men and women are strikingly agreed. Every one of them has gained access to and believes in a power greater than himself. This power has in each case accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. As a celebrated American statesman put it, let's look at the record. This paragraph, although it's not that big, has just taken me to a bunch of different places this morning. But, you know, the first thing, you know, is that when it says that all these men and women are strikingly agreed, you know, where do you find that in the world today? You know, you don't find people that agree with each other. You know, there's always a lot of division. And but here, you know, everybody's like, yeah, life is just amazing. You know, but it says has gained access to and believes in a power greater than myself. And, you know, that was one of the promises that I got when I had finished working the steps was, you know, all I had was God's got this. You know, it doesn't matter what happens, Leslie, God's got this. You know, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to take care of it because I've been in OA for 28 years before I got recovered because I continued to do it my way. I had never surrendered. I'd never got entirely abstinent, number one. And I had never surrendered. But it says, this power has accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. And, you know, I'm right there. 28 years of doing this. And obviously, I couldn't do it. But it took me that long to finally, you know, I was a pretty stubborn case. And it took me that long to finally say, okay, here I am, God, whatever you want, I will do it. I'll believe that everything in this book is true, and I will follow the direction that I'm given. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm all in. And in the beginning, you know, after 28 years, I was pretty skeptical. But that was the other thing. It says, let's look at the record. I heard the record when I came to this meeting of Vision for You. I heard people talking about being recovered. I could hear, I never saw anybody in the beginning, I could hear that there was something different. These people had something that I wanted. So, you know, when I finally surrendered, I just trusted the process. I said, okay, God, whatever you've got for me, here I am. And, you know, and it's true. You know, my life is beyond anything that I could have ever imagined all those years ago. But, you know, but that's okay, because I can greet it every day and say, okay, what else, God? You know, what's next, God? You know, and bring that into my life. And I just feel like I have to continue to be a seeker. I have to seek that power. I don't believe I'll ever understand it, comprehend it, know anything about it. I just need to know that it's there, and that I can trust and rely on it. And that's all I've got this morning. Thanks a lot. I pass.
Thank you very much, Leslie M., for getting us started. So appreciate it. Okay. Although we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day, so in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page 50, the third paragraph, we'll take a lineup. Please give me your name.
Nicole S.
W. Okay, I got W.W. and
Paul R.
Paul R.
Margaret O.
Sigrid F.
People. Margaret O. Okay.
Sigrid
Nancy
F.
L.
Nancy L. And somebody.
Sigrid
came
F.
Doreen N.
Sigrid F. and Doreen N.
Yes. Sigrid
okay.
F.
Let me tell you who I've got. I've got Debbie, didn't get the first initial of your last name. Paul R., Margaret O., Nancy L., Sigrid F., and Doreen N. Did I miss anybody?
Bruce E.
Bruce E., and somebody came in with Bruce E. Okay, well, let's go with this for right now. So if you are not Debbie, please mute your phone. And Debbie, can you give me the first initial of your last name when you share?
Yes, it's W.
Thank you so much. Please share with us.
Okay. W.W. in Oregon, and this paragraph just set my heart on fire. I'm like, yes, that's me. My life is beyond anything I could have imagined. And I've only been in the program 3 years. But God has done such miraculous things in my life. And I truly believe it took this program for me to have that relationship with Him. Because I've known God for a lot of years, but I never trusted and relied on Him like I do after I learned how to work the steps and turn everything to Him, my food. I eat basically the same thing every day, and it's so good. It's so good. This is a program beyond my wildest dreams, and I had to share. And I love you guys. I love the program, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, W.W. Paul R., you're up next, followed by Margaret O. Please share with us, Paul.
Good morning, everyone. This is Paul R., recovered compulsive overeater. For the grace of God that I got to and I able to put down the food, not for my force and myself, you know. You know, this paragraph is just it just tells me that strikingly agreed, that means I can follow and I can trust exactly what it says in this book. I don't have to really question it. I can trust because these guys are already agreed, and who's recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. So if I want to have that recovered state or recovering or recovered from this hopeless state of mind and body, I can trust these people. I can trust what it says in this book, in these lines, in this paragraph, sentences. And it's just a definite, clear-cut direction. And I don't have to really question it. You know, gaining access and belief in the power greater than myself, which is available for everyone, that I really needed to see what the problem was. That the problem was that I'm a compulsive overeater. I have the disease of the mind, body, and also have a spiritual malady. That, you know, it's like that physical part. It goes away, but you know, like the mental part is just it's just cunning, baffling, and powerful. It's really, and that's when I have to go over and over, and I have to stay and believe that a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity. Because, you know, insanity, it comes along all the time, and what I'm gonna do about it? That is just for me, really practicing the steps. This power has in each case accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. It's that I can be restored to sanity. I can actually function. My mind can function regardless that I have a disease. I have this disease of the mind, and it's never gonna go away. I'm never gonna be cured of this thing. I have to work at it one day at a time. I still have to work at it today, regardless I did it yesterday, or regardless that I did it like a week ago. I have to work at it today, and it's a privilege. It's a privilege to work at it, and just these people gave us just the clear-cut direction what to do and what not to do. So thanks for letting me to share the pass.
Thank you so much, Paul R. Margaret O., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Nancy L.
Good morning. This is Margaret O. from Connecticut. Thanks for everybody doing service. This is a nice paragraph. And I've loved the shares so far. I loved the, knowing God for a long time. Yeah. And I've known God for a long time all my life. You know, there was a God and that he loves me and, you know, that he's also a just judge. And, you know, it's all part of what my perception of God is. But I haven't really ever trusted and relied on God like the way I do now with my food, for sure. He shows up all the time in my food choices. And I mean, I laugh. I'll actually laugh out loud sometimes. It's like, oh, but there you are. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, it's nice. It's like, but you know, I find my character defects is the selfishness and the self-centeredness. Those things are still, they're still there. They say, you know, the circus is gone, but the monkeys are still, or something, still around. And I know I can see that I'm still crazy around food, but the food's down. It's just the character defect of mainly pride is up. And I just ordered the book, Drop the Rock. I got the book, Drop the Rock, The Ripple Effect, but I want to do Drop the Rock first. But anyway, so I guess I'm just here to say it's one day at a time, trusting God, turning things over, doing the, you know, the on awakening, doing the work, 10 minutes of mental prayer in the morning. I did 10 step already today that I probably should have done yesterday, but didn't register. Anyway, and it's a process of just letting God in and letting him take the lead and trusting it's all going to come out okay. I'm going to survive, you know, and and I'll actually more than survive, I'll thrive. So, and also doing service, wherever I can plug into doing service is it, you know. Thank you.
Thank you for doing service today. All right, Nancy L., you're up next, followed by Sigrid S. Please share with us, Nancy.
Thank you, moderator. Good morning, everybody. This is Nancy L. in Arizona, recovered 100-pounder by God's grace and mercy today, and welcome newcomers. That first sentence there, on one proposition, however, these men and women are strikingly agreed. You know, I always had to identify myself out. It was like I'd come into OA, I heard the first several years, don't eat, go to meetings, and I did. And, you know, there's times I'd scratch my head and say, what am I doing here? I should just go back to my paying way. I'm not seeing any results. Well, it was my attitude. I just didn't want to climb on board and say, okay, I'm hopeless. Show me what to do. Okay, the 12 steps, what about that? Okay, I'll do the 12 steps. But, you know, my attitude was still, you know, if God could have, he would have. Because when I was overweight at 5 years old, and I would start praying, especially when I was a teenager, God, take this weight from me. I look like so different from the other kids. And from 5 to 55, I got larger and larger and larger. And I was a believer. I went to Sunday school and all that stuff. And I thought, God, why won't you just, well, one of the founders of A Vision for You, I remember her saying, God is not going to come down and slap that brownie out of my hand. And I guess that's what I wanted. I didn't want to have to put forth any effort, just get this weight off and I'll be okay. And it never worked that way. So nowadays what I do is I identify in and I say, yes, I am one of these people. I am just like Dr. Bob and Bill W. It's just, but with the food, I am hopeless and I am willing to work the steps, willing to live in steps 10, 11, and 12 every single day and hopefully be able to share this as I take others through the 12 steps, that nobody's really hopeless. It's all a matter of believing in a power higher than greater than myself, for sure. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. We have Sigrid F. up next, followed by Doreen N. Please share with us, Sigrid.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sigrid F., usually in North Carolina, but in Colorado right now. So happy to join you all today. I love the fact that they're all agreed. They're strikingly agreed. You know, someone earlier said, how unusual is that, that you're in a room where everyone agrees on anything, on something? It's like, yeah, that's true. But now go back to thinking, well, yeah, but these are from people from everywhere, different races, different religions, different beliefs, different cultures, different states, countries, you know, you name it, different. And they're all agreed. And how big, how enormous is that to me? Like, to me, that is just, if I'm not going to believe in anything, if I'm really agnostic, well, maybe I have to listen to all these people who are rich, poor, happy, like all the realms, right? If all of them agree that the one thing that you need to beat this addiction problem is God, well, then maybe I better sit up and pay attention. And that's basically what happened to me, because I came into this program. I believe in a God. I thought it was a punishing God. I really didn't see what God had to do with my food. And I was told, well, what, you know, what would your God look like if it was going to be helpful to you? And I was told, well, maybe if you just act as if, or, you know, pray. It doesn't matter if you don't know what you're praying to. And I did, because I was desperate. And I really did experience the miraculously, the humanly impossible, because I had done every human thing. I had done every diet. I had done therapy. I had done pills. I had done all these things, and nothing mattered. So look at the record. And isn't that the truth? I don't know everything. I can't see everything. If that doesn't make it untrue. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks, you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Sigrid S. You too. Doreen N., you are up next, followed by Bruce E. Please share with us, Doreen.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, Doreen, compulsive overeater. So I'm here to share my struggle. I do believe in a higher power. Sometimes I think he abandons me when I'm in the food, and I forget that he's there because I've been in the food, and I've been around for 31 years, and I know the miracles that can happen as a result of doing this program. This program is not for people who, this program is for people who want to do it, not for people who need it or people who want it. And I have to buckle down. And right now, and it's true, everybody says the first couple of days, you know, you're detoxing. And I am having a hard time. But I am here because I know this program works. I've been at a normal weight in the past, and I need the help. And so I've been going to meetings. I was coming here telling on myself because this is, it's deadly and it's progressive, but so is recovery. And so I am grateful that this meeting exists, that I could start my day with it and listen to some recovered people and have some hope again, because I feel like I am the compulsive overeater of the hopeless variety. That's how I'm feeling right now. But you guys are giving me hope. And I can do this, but not without God. Pass.
Thank you so much, Doreen. And thank you very much. Brucey is up next, and then after Brucey, we'll take a few more shares. Please share with us, Bruce.
All right. Thank you. Brucey in Southwest Florida, recovered compulsive overeater, and very grateful that he's had to come a long way, that's for sure. Everybody agrees, at least it says, let's look at the record, and these men and women are strikingly agreed. Well, I'm strikingly in agreement. I couldn't done it without this program because I tried. You know, I tried to do it on my own. I prayed about it. I believed in a higher power, prayed about it, and had others pray for me, and still was down in the food. So then I had to, well, God loved me so much all along that he even when I was doing the worst things I ever did, you know, in my life, he still loved me just as much back then as today, I think, you know. And he loved me so much that he wanted to get me sober and abstinent. And he loved me so much that he got me right in this program. That's what ended up happening. Because I tried everything else. I tried human efforts, my own human efforts, you know, and others and stuff. And my own didn't work. So let's look at the record. The record is that I came in here and got abstinent in here, in this program. So, but I had to do the work. You know, I couldn't just sit and ask God to remove it or make me sober. I had to come in here and start doing these steps. And first of all, I am powerless over food. So I need to be very, very careful what I eat and how much I eat, you know. And God has to restore me to sanity. And then I give my will and my life over to God, you know. So, man, it's not mine, but thine. You know, that's about what it comes down to. So then I can come in here and not only have I been helped, but now I can help other people. So it says every one of them has gained access to and believes in a power greater than themselves, a power greater than themselves. Yeah. So years, I thought I was the power, and then I didn't have any power. Thank you. And I passed.
Thank you very much, Brucey. Although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. But we do have time for some more shares, maybe four or five of them. So if you'd like to comment, please give me your name.
Nicole, this is Vinny from New York. Vinny S. from New York.
Hi, Lori T., California.
And, Nicole
Darcy
and Lori. C and Darcy A, maybe one more.
Joan,
but
Joan from the Caribbean. Joan from the Caribbean.
Can you spell your name for me?
J-O-A-N.
Oh,
from the Caribbean.
Okay, great. I didn't get any last names, but here's the lineup we have. Vinny, Nicole, Laura, Darcy, and Joan. Okay, Vinny, please share with us. You'll be followed by Nicole.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Vinny S. from New York City, compulsive overeater. So glad to be in on this meeting, listening for the shares, and thank you for your service. Came into this program not realizing how much of a problem I had. Without the right help, I can't do anything. That's a battle I've been dealing with for the last past 40 plus years. Tried so many different things, so many diets, so many surgery I had, all kinds of stuff to relieve me of this weight. And it's just a mental obsession. This program showed me how it works as long as I work it. And getting a sponsor from doing the step work and taking it one day at a time has been working so wonderful for me. I got a lot of gratitude for that. With my higher power, I could do all things. So I seek my higher power praying and meditating on a daily basis, realizing that He is all and I am nothing every single day of my life. And I can't do nothing without Him. I try to remember, and I say I always remember, to try and put God first before I do anything and everything. And He is in control. I am certainly not. Like it says in the big book, I am not running the show. I'm not the actor. I'm not the producer. I'm not the person that can do it all. Only He can. And I can only do this one day at a time, as long as I seek Him. Because without Him, I can do nothing. So I'm so grateful for this program. I give thanks to the Lord. I give thanks to the Overeaters program of doing this step work and continuing in it and just doing this one day at a time. I am so grateful for today. I have a lot of gratitude in my life. And everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Vinny. And Nicole, if you could give us the first initial of your last name, you're up next, and you'll be followed by Laura.
Good morning. This is Nicole S. from Colorado. Thank you so much, Elaine, for your service. And this paragraph is such a good reminder for me that this program is about my relationship with God, and it's that paradox of that the more I let go of control to God, the more I actually have control of my life, and control not meaning that I'm in charge of it. It's just that the more freedom really I have from that. And just yesterday I was talking to a family member and talking, another family member who's in addiction. And, my mom said, well, you control your addiction so well. And I said, no, I don't. That's the thing is I can't control it. And as many of us know, when we talk to non-addicts, they don't understand that it is by letting go of control, that's, and it's admitting that I'm completely powerless, that I'm out of control. And it's only through God's mercy and God's grace, by letting go, you know, even sometimes moment by moment, that that I have true freedom. And I'm dealing with a character defect that it just keeps creeping up, and it's very discouraging to me sometimes. But it's once again a reminder of I can't control this. The more I try, the more I fail. And it's only when I acknowledge that I can't remove this. You know, God has, I have to give this over to God, and I've got to let Him work His power in me, because apart from Him, I'm nothing. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Nicole S. So grateful for your share. Laura L., you're up next, followed by Darcy. Please share with us. And Laura, did I get the first initial of your last name correctly? I thought I heard a Laura. Was it Laurel? Okay. Well, Darcy, why don't you share? And could you give me the first initial of your last name?
Sure. It's Darcy A.
Thank you. Please share with us.
Hi, this is Darcy A., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. Very grateful to be on the call. Welcome to anybody that's new. Thanks for everyone doing service. Gosh, this has been such a good meeting. I was thinking about the term access, like I gained access to and believe in. And I looked it up, and it means like the ability, permission, or liberty to enter, approach, or make use of something. And it kind of has the idea that I have to take action. I'm also given permission, but I have the liberty to and ability to take the action, even though my higher power does the miraculous, like it said, the humanly impossible. So it's kind of a combination. I have to do my footwork, and then my higher power does the rest. And that's been my experience. I'm a 100-pounder. I was looking at pictures of me recently because I'm going to be speaking, so I was gathering some pictures together. I'm going to be speaking at an OA meeting. And I found this picture of me at my wedding, and I had lost 100 pounds in OA, and I had cake at the wedding. It's this picture of my husband and I, you know, doing the cake to each other. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's that insanity of the first bite. You know, the merciless obsession had come back, even though I had some relief. But me on my own, I'm not able to stop that. Of that taking another bite of my alcoholic foods. And so the miraculous for me is that my higher power has lifted that, and I don't want to do that today. I recoil at that, and that's impossible for me because I did it over and over and over. I would get some recovery, and then I would relapse, and get some recovery, and then I would relapse. And I'm so glad to know what's wrong with me today. And today I'm going to be spending time with my little sister, and it was one of my amends, and I was able to make amends to her, and now I'm trying to build that relationship. We had different mothers, and she's like 30 years younger than me, and I didn't follow through with trying to have a relationship with her, and so I'm trying to do that today, and I'm really grateful. That's also a gift of my higher power, that I have a desire to do that today. And through the steps, you know, it's like I don't just feel like I have to do it, like I want to live right today, which I'm so grateful for. And and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Darcy. Okay, Laurel. Was there a Laurel that wanted to share? Okay. Not hearing any? Then I must have just misheard. So, Joan, will you please share with us and give us the first initial of your last name? Or is it Joanne? okay. Not hearing any responses.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Who is this?
Okay. It's Joan B. I'm phoning from the Caribbean. This is my first time on an OA meeting. And so I just really wanted to just kind of introduce myself and to say that I'm really grateful to be here and to hear everybody's shares. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic. I've been bulimic for 37 years, really badly bulimic. And then I had a 10-year, a kind of a 10-year break from the bulimia, although it wasn't a complete break because I was still chewing and spitting out food, but I wasn't throwing up. And now I'm back to the throwing up. And I just, you know, I wasn't a religious person, or I didn't believe in God at all. And I finally surrendered to doing my best to believe that a God existed who could help me with this. And then I was in a group called Grey Sheet that I just could not live up to their standards. I mean, I admired them all for it, but I couldn't make it. So I just stopped going to 12-step programs completely. But I was no longer bulimic, but I still really didn't have peace because I was still doing the chewing and spitting out, and I was still struggling with food, but not nearly as badly as before. But now I'm back into the bulimia, and I really need help. And I've heard that OA is a much more gentle program, and I think that's what I need. So I'm here. I'm really grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joan B. I encourage you to stay on the line and to leave your phone number, because we have a newcomer greeter, and she'll be asking for people that are new here, and I guarantee you, you will get some support. So thank you very much for your share. Okay, I thought I heard a Laura or a Laurel. Was there a Laura or a Laurel that that wanted to share? Okay, I think we have time for maybe two more shares. So if you would like to comment on page 50, the third paragraph, on one proposition, however, ending with "let's look at the record," and you'd like to share, please press star 1 to unmute, and we can take two people, I believe.
Good morning, this is Claudia. I'll take a share. Claudia C. from California.
Thank you, Claudia C. And anybody want to come after Claudia? Why don't you go ahead and share, Claudia, and then afterwards someone can jump in, okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Elaine, for your service. As always, appreciate everyone's share. It really touched me. I have a hard time crawling in. Not sure I have a whole much to add, except that when I heard the message, for me it's been like God's trying to rescue me over and over if I can just surrender. And it's really just a leap of faith for me. It's a different relationship that I found in these rooms. It's a relationship not just that I know God, but that I can trust Him with all my life, not just the things that, you know, that control that I had, which is certain things, well, I can take charge of. But, you know, I have to do this every day. That's why when somebody mentioned 10 and 11, that's when it reminds me, I don't have that control today. I can give it to Him and through the step work. And really, sometimes I'm reminded that service is so important to remember that, you know, we all suffer in different ways, and that this disease can, even after doing the step work, even after putting the foot down, it can really, at least for me, it could really fool me sometimes that I have it. I have to remain not only vigilant, but really committed to the word, for me, the word of God on a daily basis. So with that, I pass, and I'm just very grateful for everyone's service.
Thank you so much, Claudia C. Okay, I think we have time for a two-minute share. Would somebody like to take it?
Anne SCH.
Please share with us, Anne SCH.
Thank you, Elaine. My name is Anne SCH. I'm calling in from Vancouver, Canada. I'm a compulsive overeater. And this particular page is the power page for me, because power is capitalized, which is capitalized for my higher power, my God Most High, my Most High power. And the word striking, I know in context of the word that's written on the page, it has, it's a consensus word in terms of the appeal to so many. But for me, the vision keeps coming forward that God as a power is like the striking power, the strike of the lightning. And that for me is where I became abstinence. That's where I become recovered every day, when I surrender to that striking power to come into my life. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Anne SCH. So appreciate everybody's share. We'll now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Anne SCH, yes, please read. Our book is meant to be suggestive only for us. Thank you.
The reading, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.